I want to bring in Senator Bill Heflin, Deputy Chair of the Senate Inquiry into the plantation forest industry. And, Senator, great to have you on the program. Welcome.
Thanks very much.
Now, you've expressed strong reservations about the forestry industry and the way it's managed in Tasmania. Can you reiterate your key issues there?
Well, I mean, obviously, I have some serious concerns about the fact that we've heard all sorts of stories and versions of stories in our Senate inquiry, and I have to say that the Tasmanian government, who obviously has carriage of the foreign forestry, has chosen not to cooperate with us, and we haven't been able to interview to gain the necessary information so far to make a reasoned judgment on some of the allegations that have been made. But when, as I said on Four Corners the other night, if you've got to hide behind special exemptions, then the ordinary country out there is, you know, entitled to think, well, what have they got to hide? And, you know, we're yet to determine what all that means, but I have to say that we're not here to destroy the forest industry. I'd rather think we're here to fix it, and we're not so sure, and I'm not so sure that, like the national disgrace, which is the over-allocation of the rivers and the waters in the Murray-Darling Basin, and that they're not over-allocating their forest resource driven by the chip industry in Tasmania.
Yes, I should point out that we also, Senator, tried to get the Tasmanian government to speak on the program tonight, but they were unavailable.
Well, I noticed that since the Four Corners program, they've trotted out a junior minister, and Mr. Lennon's unavailable, which,
yes.
I have to say, I've been described today by the Leader of the Opposition as a seagull senator, which I take as a compliment.